Scorp Radio. That was The Shock by DJ Nadir Ahmed. And here right now with me, I have Nolan, Jaren, and Miss Lindsay Johnson in the studio with us. Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, too. So I was excited to have you in here yesterday when I heard about it. And I watched your video with Brent Garcia, the little thing about Anchor 180.
Oh, yes, on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a good video.
Thank you.
I think
Brent's
really
awesome.
Yeah, I think it really captured what you wanted to do with Anchor 180. And with Anchor 180, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do with Anchor 180?
All right. So I am a third generation Farmington girl. So I moved here when I was in fifth grade. My dad is from here. My grandparents were from here. Life fed us some tough times and then launched Anchor 180. Some of my backstory is sexual abuse, teen pregnancy, divorce, addiction, sexual sin galore. And I just see the effect that it has, especially on kids right now, that we just lived in such a sexualized world. And I wanted to do everything in my power to help kids understand what it was that they were doing and the effect that they were having on their life.
And you are a mother of your own, too, so I can see where that would really affect you.
Mother of five.
Wow.
Wow, five.
Yes, yeah. Five.
How old is your youngest?
Four. So I have a 15-year-old, my stepson's 13, and then a 12, an 8, and a 4-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it hectic sometimes?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I have my own basketball team. That's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Wow. That is
so
cool.
That's pretty awesome.
I also heard you talk about your current husband in there and how he really saved you from all this turmoil that you fell into. Can you tell us a little more about him? Because
yeah, he's awesome. I met Jason, and my kids always say I needed a little bit of Jesus in Jason, and that's probably really true. He grounded me, definitely, and so such a blessing. He was mature, had a relationship with God, and those were some things that I was missing in my life. And so, he's been a humongous blessing for me and my kids.
Good. I'm glad. That
yes.
makes me very happy for you. So about Anchor 180, I've seen you around here at FHS. You've spoken to us about, a lot of sex trafficking. I remember that was the topic when I was a freshman also. And, to see from those 2 years ago that I was a freshman, what other groups have you been seeing? Have you seen church groups?
So, yes. So I've spoken several churches, but just this semester, we're in six different schools in the area. So Aztec, and then all of the junior highs and the two high schools here in Farmington. And so we are growing, but I also launched a blog, and that's on anchor180.com as well. And so I blog every single week, and that's been awesome. I've had a couple people ask if I'm going to write a book, and I don't know. We'll have to see.
It doesn't seem like a bad idea.
It doesn't seem like such a bad idea. I think that a lot of people, the deal is we all have a story. We all have tough things in life, and we have to decide how we're going to react to them, whether we're going to allow them to deter us from the rest of our life or if we're going to use those for good. And so I try to encourage people that even when life is super crappy, you get back up and you try again and you use it to help other people.
That's amazing. So. I think Anchor 180 is actually a really good thing. I know here in New Mexico, sex trafficking and things like that are more common than they would be in a more rural place, because New Mexico is in a high crime rate, and I do see kids online always getting sort of sucked into people that aren't very good for them. And what do you have to say about social media? Because that is a huge thing in even younger kids' lives now.
So social media is so cool. I think it's such a neat platform to be able, I have family all over the United States. And so I love that I can connect with people on social media. Having a business, it's free marketing. And so I use social media, I use Instagram and I use Facebook. But if not used correctly, I think it can be a huge upset for kids. I think the bullying on social media, kids will say things on social media that they wouldn't say to your face, and that always ends bad. And then the following, you know, I have two girls who follow models and they follow people who are not real. Well, I mean, they're real people, but their photos are not at all real. And so the standard of what we're supposed to look like. And then, like I said, sex is so, it sells everything. And so if you're not having sex in high school or at a young age, you know, it's like weird that you're the weird one. And I just feel like the pressure is so bold on social media and what's being shoved down kids' throats. And I think that that can be very negative for kids. And so as far as our social media in my house, both my girls have social media. My two youngest do not. I don't feel like they have any place on social media. But the two girls, my two oldest that live with me full time, do have social media. And so I monitor it. But I also want them to be prepared for the real world. And in the real world, you use social media. That's how people communicate. And so I need them to know how to use it properly when they leave my house.
Exactly. I think there's so many just weird places on social media that people can end up on. There's so many different spectrums in what, depending on what you're into. I know there's a lot of girls on social media that are very into models. And that's what they sort of idolize on social media. And you can sort of get sucked into a whole different world trying to get that 100th like on your photo, or you can also get very depressed from it too, and it's a very unbalanced situation that you can fall into if you don't catch yourself before it happens.
Well, and I think too, watching followers, because I follow some kids, and watching some of the stuff that they post that they feel like is wanted from you know, the opposite sex, and so girls are posting pictures that they don't want people to pull up 10, 15 years from now. And so I think you just have to have real conversations about what you're posting and what you're putting out there, because once you post it, somebody can find it years from now.
Yeah, it's and not so going to disappear.
It's not disappearing. Yeah. So you have to be super careful with what you're posting. And but I also think it can be a very positive influence as well.
I think social media is great. I'm always on it. I love talking to my friends on there. I love connecting with my friends. Like, I love sending them funny pictures or just having conversations that maybe we didn't get to have during the day.
Right.
And I do have a lot of long distance friends too. One of my best friends lives in Texas. So, social media is one of the only ways that we communicate, because she's only in town once a year. So,
and there's some of the funniest videos ever. Yeah. Like, you can laugh for so long at people's videos.
I definitely think that it's just really important to talk to people about what's not acceptable on social media, even though everybody asks for it.
Well, and that's one of my main goals too with Anchor 180, is there's so many cliche topics. You know, people don't want to talk about sex with their kids often, drugs, porn, all of that stuff. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about social media. And so these are real conversations that I think we have to start having earlier and earlier and earlier with our kids. And so with Anchor 180, it opens up an entire door for kids and parents to talk about real life topics.
Exactly.
So
I feel like you should always, even if you don't want your child to expose to those kind of things, you should always warn them about those kind of things.
Right.
Coming up right after this, we will still be here with Lindsay Johnson. So keep on listening for more about what she has to say about Anchor 180 and the world that we live in today. I'm Jillian, and this has been a little interview with Lindsay, and here with me was Nolan and Jaren. We all hope that you're having a great day, and if you have any questions, you can contact us on the Sun State Scorp phone at 505-701-4224 here on Scorp Radio.
Scorp Radio, the source for what's up at Farmington High. Scorp Radio.
Are you tired of old, extremely slow, laggy internet and can't even finish a movie or video without it buffering? Then time to switch to Advantis Internet. You can locate them at 109 South Orchard Avenue, Farmington, New Mexico.
You listen to Scorp Radio. I just used the force on you. Scorp Radio.